us. I miss everyone, June and Ray. And the only thing that would make it better, instead of your church, our church. Amen. It's our church. And Brother Ray, you tell her we love her and we miss her, and we're certainly praying for her and her family in the passing of her sister. Book of Joshua, the first chapter. That's where we'll be reading from this evening. Joshua, the first chapter. And I ask that you certainly lift us up tonight in your prayers for the time that we would be before you. Reading the first nine verses in the first chapter of the book of Joshua. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all these people, unto the land which I do give to thee, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not be any man able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. And stop reading there at verse 9. You be seated in the house of the Lord. We thank you for standing in reverence to his word. And my mind goes back many years ago as I'm looking back. And I guess it was in November of 1994 that one of the first messages I preached here at the church came from this passage of scripture, that no man shall be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. But God said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. Tonight I'd like to bring to us a message, though, entitled Different Tonight, Bless You, is that God's promises are still true. God's promises are still true. Moses had left, and you notice it said Moses' minister was chosen to replace him. Joshua was chosen by God to take this people and to finish the journey. Moses was a great tool in the hands of God, but every one of us has a day when we're going to lay aside our instruments of warfare, and we're going to pick up our robe and crown on the other side of the river. Joshua picked up a great battle, for lack of better words, in that he was leading a stubborn group of people. I've often said through the years, the Israelites must have been Baptist, because they were stubborn. You know it's true. But tonight I'd like for us to look at every promise God made to our forefathers is as real today as it's ever been. God is still telling us that this journey is going to be hard. There's going to be times that we're going to have conflict, the battles that we have to face each and every day. But God has prepared us through men and women of today and yesterday to bring us to the place to where we learn how to trust more in God and upon His Word than we do even within ourselves. God is bigger than you and I. God knows more than you and I. And God knows the plan. He knows how it's all going to end. We, as Paul said, we look through a glass darkly now. We can't figure it all out. We can't understand it. But God said to Joshua, be not dismayed. Don't worry about it, in other words, because as long as you trust in me, we shall overcome. And today, we need people that realize God's commandments, His prophecies are still true. His word is still true. And we need to submit ourselves to God so He can do the work through us and for us. Because He can do things you and I can't do. Amen? Have you ever spoke to water and it parted back? No. None of us has ever done that. Or spoke to someone that was sick and made them whole. Touch blinded eyes and they began to see. Even went to the graveyard or stopped the funeral procession and spoke the words and the dead became alive. You and I cannot do that, but God can. And if we know God can do all of that, as He told Joshua, there's so much more that I can do if you'll just put your trust in me and depend upon me as no other God can do for us today. The Bible says, first of all, when He told him that Moses was dead. You see, God took Moses up on a high mountain. He got to look over into Canaan, but he did not get to go. Moses is one of the few men in the Bible that did not have a funeral. He did not have pallbearers. God buried Moses up there on that mountain somewhere. And God brings the word back to the people through Joshua. Your leader is dead. Moses is dead. But as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. When we look at his words, men and women will come and go, but God is the only constant that we have in this life. He's the only constant that we have. When we look at this, he told Joshua that every place you tread upon will be yours. No matter where your feet may trod, it will be yours. I often think about Moses and Joshua should have kept on walking. Because everywhere they went, God would give them the victory. That did not mean just because they put their foot down that they would not have to fight. There were still battles. Even they crossed over the Jordan River. They still had battles that they had to fight. Today, you and I, we still have battles we have to fight. Anybody had any battles today? We have these battles that we must fight each and every day. And sometimes it is more than we're able to bear. Sometimes it's the battles our loved ones are caught up in that we wish we could help them fight. But you see, God is the only one that can give them the victory that they need. Many moms and dads, we would run to try to rescue our children if we could from every harm that there is. But our moms and dads, they had the same outlook for us, but we had to learn some of it on our own. How many of you have taken some falls because you had to do it your way? And you learned that hard way that your way is not always the best way. Where the sole of your feet shall walk, shall tread, God will give it to you. And I've thought this week, we've walked through some barren places. Anybody know what I'm preaching about? We've walked through some dry places. We've walked through some places that we wouldn't want anybody else to have to walk through. But I hear that song to say, but I've never walked alone. Amen. Everywhere you go, I will give it to you. Everything you need, if I can put it in that for us today, I will give it to you. And we sang that song tonight. We have riches untold because we have everything that we have need of, and we have Jesus to show us the way. He said that unto Joshua, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Many of us have seen great leaders that God has called home. They stood before us, and we would love to have spent more time under them. One of the greatest preachers that I know of in this area, that when that he preached the truth with fire, Brother Isom Peace. But Isom had a date that he could not ignore. There's a day coming, every one of us is going to have to leave. One day you're going to get the message, I've been called. No man shall stand before you all the days of your life, but as I was with Moses, so shall I be with you. And God has given us that promise to us individually, that even though Roger may not be with you always, the deacons may not be with you always, but God is with you always. No matter where you walk, no matter what you're walking through, God is with you all the time. And it seems like anymore that we are walking through, it seems, does anybody else's life seem like this? You just walk out of one mess into another. Some of you say amen. You know, and some would say, you guys just have problem after problem after problem. If we did not love each other as much as we do, we would not have as many problems. Becky and I have very few problems. It's the problems of our children and our grandchildren, my nieces, my nephews, my brothers, my sisters, so on, my cousins, and all of you and all of your families. And every time we hear of another, it just adds another load that we have to carry. But I hear Jesus say, cast your cares upon me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. But as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. We have seen folks come and go, but God has never left. He's never left. Some of our Holy Ghost filled people. How many of you have had people that God has called home, and you look up and you say, but God, you know how much we need them. You know how much we depend on them. And God says, but I need them worse than you. Their time is over. Their work is done. And I pray for the church of tomorrow, because we don't have many coming in to fill those voids that's been left there. But the Bible says, if we will pray the Lord of the harvest to send us laborers to work in the field. And I've been praying and been praying and been praying. Lord, send us some laborers, because the work is so hard. And it is so, and when I say hard, I'm not just talking about the physical part. I'm talking about, we see that how hard it is for the word to penetrate the hearts of our people today. It's gotten harder and harder. Used to, a preacher could get up and preach about 5 minutes and the altar call would be given and folks would come running to the altar. During the singing of a song, the special singing, folks would run to the altar. Folks have waxed cold, have they not? And Lord, we need some laborers to work because we know the harvest is there. You know, can I pause for just a minute? You ever went out to pick in the garden? And maybe it's the second or third picking, and it's not as good as the first picking. You have to search for them to find them. You know, that's the way analogy that I use tonight, the way it is for souls. We have to search harder than we've ever searched before. We have to love more than we've ever loved. We have to care more. And you say, but if I love and I care more, isn't that going to add more of a burden for me? Yes. But we ought to be happy to carry the burden one for another. Amen? Let me move on. He said, I will never fail you. On a Sunday night, somebody ought to be able to rejoice that the Lord promised our forefathers, and that promise is still true today, that God will never fail us. Tell me one time that God has ever let you down. One time that God failed you. One time that God lied to you. And you know, silence will break out because God has never failed. He has never lied. It's impossible for God to lie. It's impossible for God to fail because His love toward us is everlasting. I read back in Deuteronomy about the seventh chapter, if I recall correctly, this afternoon, where God said that his love, His compassion, His commandments, and His will for us today is to 1,000 generations, meaning that it is for everlasting. Moms and dads, everything God has promised us, He's promised for our children and our children's children. And if time goes on, our children's children's children. This is not just for a few people, but this is for all people, that God will never fail them. I don't understand how people don't want God in their life. Somebody that is there with them all the time, that will never fail us. Brothers will let you down. Sisters will let you down. The church will let you down. But God will never let you down. Amen. He said, I'll never fail you. And then He went on to say, I will never forsake you. God has never left me on the side of the road. He has never left me in a place where I did not feel His presence with me. You say, are you always full of the Holy Ghost? I have the Holy Ghost all the time. You have the Holy Ghost all the time. But He said He would never forsake us. Even if our loved ones turn their back and walk away, we've still got God. In fact, I'd rather have God than I had to have the whole world. Because think about this. God can do things that the whole world can't do for you. They don't have the resources that God has today. And He said, I am with you wherever you go. We sing that song, I have somebody with me to show me the way. God is with us no matter where we're at. Many of us have been all over the country, and everywhere we went, God has always been there with us. I've often said it like this. I've been at 33,000 feet in the air flying, and God was with me there. I've been in a valley so low that you couldn't see the sunrise, and God was with me in that valley. He has never left me nor forsaken me, but He's been with me all the time, everywhere that I'm at. He knows about me when you know nothing at all about what's going on. How many of us, I said this many months ago, maybe a couple years ago back, in a message that we come in these doors and we put on our best smile. But how many down inside have got so much that is going on that you, if you was to start testifying about it or requesting prayer about it, we'd be here all night long. Time we got all over the house. Because many of us are carrying a load for all the many needs that there are. And yet we can't do a thing about it except take it to God in prayer. Amen. People say, that don't sound like very much. The best thing you can do if you hear that I'm down and out or I'm sick is pray for me. The best thing you can do if you hear I'm upon my deathbed is pray for me. That's the most powerful. In fact, instead of prayer being last, prayer ought to be first in our lives. To take it to God in prayer. And he went on to say that I am with you wherever you go. I have somebody with me to show me the way. Brother Ron, how many of us have been in places that family could not go? They leave us on the outside of the corridor and say, you have to wait here. But in that hour, that nobody else could be there with us. We have a friend in Jesus that walls cannot keep him out. Amen. Doors cannot stop him. And everything that he's promised to all of our forefathers, every promise in his book, it applies to you and to me tonight. Every one of them. They're ours today. We have forgotten the promises of God's word. It's time we go back and review that God said that it's not just for one generation, but it's for every generation that shall call upon his name as Lord and Master and Savior. See, we become too proud to call upon God. Too proud to let a tear go down our face. Too proud to admit that without God, I am nothing. Too proud to let somebody see us honor God, praying upon our knees at an altar. Folks, let me tell you, I'm not too proud to let people know I serve a risen Savior. I serve a God that was with our fathers in the Old Testament. He was with our fathers in the New Testament. He was with my grandfather. He was with my dad, and he's with me today. Every promise is true. It's multi-generational and multifaceted in that it goes from one extreme all the way to the other. That there's no end to God's word. And people, some people think that you ought to rewrite it because it's old-fashioned. I say, give me the King James Version of the Bible. Let us stand upon it because his word has never changed. People say, I can't understand it when I read it. Get saved. Get the Holy Ghost. And study it. And God will reveal it to you. This is not a book that you can just open up and take a verse or two and say, oh, that's what the whole Bible means. You've got to read it from cover to cover and then go back and study it from verse to verse and say, Lord, help me with direction. James said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who giveth to all men. Partially. No. Liberally. He said that this book is not a private interpretation by anybody. What God will do and show to one, he'll show to others. Because he doesn't want the church to be separated. He wants unity in the church. And as long as we ask God for the direction we need, we'll have unity. We'll have unity. And we can enjoy the benefits that God wants us to have. God, if I can paraphrase and close tonight, God told Joshua, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. Not because you are the children of Israel. God said, I didn't choose you because you're the greatest. Listen to me. I didn't choose you because you're the strongest. I chose you as my people that I might do a work in you. See, look at this. Let no man be so built up within himself that he thinks, look at me. Look who I am. Because you see, without God, none of us is anybody. And God can take you out. He can take me out. He could take us out and replace us with another and never miss a beat. Amen. We have to be careful, Brother Clarence, because sometimes we get the fat head. Amen. We think, look what I have done. I said many a times here at the church, sometimes when we leave this building, after we've been in a service, Satan will meet me at the door and say, look what a flop of a message you brought tonight. And then there's times he'll try to build you up and say, man, you really preach good tonight. Only to try to get you to swell up within yourself. How many of you know you can't sing without the Spirit? You can't preach without the Spirit. It takes God to do everything. And if anybody ought to be glorified, it's God. Amen. Let no man boast within himself. Look what I did. It's God who gave it to you. You sing your songs. Who gave you the talent? It was God. It was God that woke us up this morning. It was God who gives us health and strength to be here tonight. And it's God who says every promise I made to your forefathers, it's for you also. It's for you also. You say, well, where is that land that he's going to give it to that he talked about? It's already prepared. Keep on walking. Amen. You say, well, the devil's trying to stop me. The Bible says the devil was cast down. Anything that is cast down is below us. Amen. You say, but he's always, Bob, step on him. Walk over him. Flip Wilson used to say, the devil made me do it. The devil can't make us do anything that we don't want to do. And if it were possible, and it is, the devil could make any one of us fall if we're not careful. Build you up and make you think you're all that. Only to let you fall on your face in embarrassment. Can I close with this tonight? Don't ever think God's promises doesn't apply to you. They apply to every one of us. And I'm claiming them for myself and my family. Are you? And not only that, but I try to teach our children and our children's children to proclaim the promises of God. Because this will get them through what mom and dad can't. Amen. So many today that need to go back to this grand old book. Get it out. Get the dust off of it. Read the promises one more time and see that God loves us as much as he loved any other generation before us. And he will do as much for us today as he did for them. When we get right with God, we can see the promises unveil right before our eyes. That he will make a way where there seemeth to be no way. When we're confused and downtrodden, God will lift us up and say, listen to me. Listen to me. For just a minute of time, listen to me. And sometimes to get our attention, and this is old Baptist preaching tonight. Sometimes to get our attention, God will put us flat on our back. You don't hear that by the televangelists or over the airways, do you? That God will bring us so low to get us our attention that we have to call upon his name for that which we have desire of and get back to the old paths. He, the writer, the prophet of old said, seek ye out the old paths, and when you find them, to walk therein. It's not that they're hidden. The devil's got them veiled before our eyes. But when we began to seek, you know what we find? Becky and I, when we was in North Carolina, we visited churches. I visited many churches. And what I found that many of our churches have gotten off the old path. They've left the old book. And they've let their intellect take precedent over God's word. the character or the ambiance of the man standing behind the pulpit is what people go to church for. I didn't come to church to be seen or to see. I come to church to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, that we might claim his promises and march on victorious over the devil against our households and against our children's household today. People go to church for the wrong reasons. My uncle, I'll close, who is not, had a history of being in church, lives in Atlanta, Georgia. He posted something this week that just stirred my heart. It said something to this tune: when did our churches become? And I'm trying to remember the exact things of it. But when did our churches become a stage show? With a concert. With music and the light show. You see, I've never been into theatrics. The Bible teaches us just to stand and declare the whole counsel of the Word of God. Let the chips fall where they may. Those that will believe will be saved, and those that deny him will be damned to a devil's hell. People say, Roger, you'll never be popular. And I say, as long as God is happy, I'm happy. Amen. I'd rather tell you the truth than to tell you a lie, and I stand responsible and accountable for it. You see, a lot of these are going to stand accountable in judgment for what they're giving behind the so-called churches of today. Because they're preaching God's going to bless you and bless you and bless you. And certainly that's what he told Joshua, is it not? I will bless you. But there's some requirements that go along with that. There's some requirements. And never did God say that he would give us more than we needed. But yet he has he not? How many of you got more than you ever needed? Ever thought was possible? And you say, where's it at? It's not in a bank account or a house or a vehicle. It's in my soul, and I'm laying up treasures in heaven. I've got a heap up there because God has blessed me all of these years, and I'm not going to stop now. Are you? His promises are true to every generation. Tonight, we need to pray for those that's not claiming the promises of God's word. Becky and I've got a nephew that is in so much trouble. He's not in trouble with the law, but he's trying to fight a battle that he cannot win. He's trying to fight it by himself. Some of you got family like that tonight. The world, Satan, as was said by Adrian Rogers many years ago, sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll cost you more than you're willing to pay. And it'll keep you longer than you want to stay. I've got a nephew that's caught up in that. Satan will never tell you one drink will lead to an addiction. One drug usage will lead to an addiction. Satan will never tell you that the things of sin doing one time will lead to the devastation of your whole life. And the promises may seem void. But let me tell you, God brought every one of us back. Hallelujah. If he'll bring us back, I am confident there is no one that my God will not heal and take care of. How many of you know God does physical healing? How many of you know God does mental healing? God is able to go deeper than sin has ever trod. He's able to go down to where the bone and the marrow's at and go in there and separate it and make it so that he can make you a brand new person in Jesus Christ. Can I close with this? You know what I believe a lot of our problems are today with our people? Many of them joined the church and didn't get saved. Church members don't get the benefits in this book. Oh, got to be careful, don't I, Clarence? Church members don't get it. Only the redeemed of God get the promises in this book. And I'm happy to say today, I am one of the redeemed of God. Amen. So if you've got nobody to pray for that needs these promises in their life, I ask you to pray for my nephew. And I know some of you, as I look over this audience, some of you have got family and friends that you got up on your mind right now that need the promises of this book. I invite us all to bring them to the altar. Now, and I got to be clear, I can bring their name to the altar, but they need to pray for themselves. But we can pray, God, send a message by to touch their heart. God, send the Holy Spirit by to remind them what they heard when they was a youth. And some of them, Brother Clarence, if it wasn't for visiting some of our churches, they would never heard the truth in the churches where mom and dad took them. And I'm not casting stones, I'm preaching the word of God. But thank God there are still a few churches that stand upon this book and upon its promises. And no matter if the congregation is big or small, we still preach the same message, the same Jesus, and the same outcome. So today I ask you, if you have nobody on your heart, would you help me with this burden that I'm carrying? And I'll help you with your burden that you're carrying. But most of all, God said, I'll help all of you with the burden that you're carrying. Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, would you join me in this altar? We haven't shouted, but the victory is on its way. The victory is on its way. We will shout because victory is coming if we trust in God and do not let down in our prayers. Would you join us in this altar? Don't be shy. Don't be backward. If you love them, you care for them, you ought to bring them to the Lord and ask God for the help that you need today.
Praise you tonight, that God, that you're able to speak even to those, Lord, that may be so far away from us, and those that are so far away from you today. God, I pray for them. I pray for Karen, that God, that you would speak to him. Lord, in that place where he's at, I don't even know where he's at tonight, dear God, but you do. I pray for him, and God, I pray for not to be selfish with these others as well. That God, that needs you for grace and that, Lord, for so many others, for Terry and Charlene's boys, that God, the people that put their trust in their intellect, put their trust in things that are tangible, that they can see and touch and feel, Lord, folks that put the things of this world ahead of what's really important to them. God, I pray for them, that, Lord, that you would speak to them in those places where they're at in this hour. God, that they would experience victory, even as we're praying here tonight. God, that they would deliver it all into your hands, trusting you for the deliverance that they need today. God, I pray most of all for these that are lost, and some of them could be in that very situation tonight. That God, that don't know you in a free part of sin. Lord, that they would see, God, that there is a better way. There's a better way, there's a better life than Jesus in this world has to offer. God, I pray for them and ask you, God, to send your spirit by wherever they may be at in this hour, Lord, and knock upon their hearts, Lord. Lord, reveal unto them that they don't have to be stuck in that situation, but God, that you've come to deliver them and set them free. We ask you to go with us, Lord. Be with us this week. Watch over us in our travels. Lord, help us to let our light shine to a dark and desperate world today. Go with us now. Lead us, Lord, and help our church to grow and prosper. We trust in your name for everything that we have need of. And we claim the promises of your word. Go with us now. We praise you for it. And we ask it in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Lord, bless him tonight.
God bless each and every one of you tonight. I appreciate the Lord. Appreciate him stopping by and being with us in our service today. And remember one another. Remember our service on Wednesday night at 6:30. And remember each other. Would you do that? Pray ye one for another. That God will just see us through another day. Give us grace and mercy for another day, as we're, you know, there's a song that they used to sing. I think we were talking about this a few weeks back. They used to sing a song in the late 70s, early 80s, "One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus." That's all I'm asking from you. And we need that today. Just pray like that. One day at a time. Because if your mind's like mine, I try to get too far down the road. And I get in so much trouble within myself because I bring anxiety and stress upon myself because I'm worried about 2 weeks from now when I ought to be focused on today. Anybody else do that? Yeah. I go back and I say, I must have a little Martha in me. Amen. Go back and read the story. You'll see what I'm talking about. God bless you. Have a great week. Enjoy this cold weather. Spring is right around the corner. And we'll be talking about how hot it is. Amen. God bless you.